delusion solution. Delusion is not the solution. Jesus said, "You will know the truth and it will set you free." John 8:32. Now, just as is the case with much of Scripture, there's packed meaning in this statement, which may be easily overlooked. We who know Christ as Savior and Lord are keenly aware that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. John 14:6. So when we read this passage, we substitute the word Jesus in place of truth, and that is a correct interpretation. However, Jesus was also stating a spiritual law about truth, freedom, and bondage. Whether or not a person ever receives Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord, this law applies to them. How so? Let's consider this example. You loan $100 to a person who says they'll pay you back in 30 days. The 30 days go by and you don't hear from the borrower. You call them and they say, "I'll get it to you next week." Next week comes and no borrower and no $100. You call and repeat the same scenario for weeks with nothing to show but excuses. Now the truth is that you will never see the $100 again. However, you're not ready to believe that. So you go on chasing and fretting and building up more and more animosity toward the borrower. Do you see the bondage that you're in as the loaner? Instead of you accepting the truth about the bad loan, writing it off, and moving on with your life, you're in bondage to the borrower and the $100. My point in this example is not that you should let people get by with dishonesty. It is to show how we can get out of bondage and back to freedom by just accepting the truth about the situation. The time spent chasing the bad loan could have been used to make another $100 and more were you operating in the freedom of truth. Businesses often have bad debt in their accounts receivable that they keep on their books and show it as an asset up to the point in time where they write it off. If the amount of bad debt is large, the business may look like it is in good shape when in fact it is in trouble. The sooner we accept the truth in any situation, the quicker we can recover and the more time we have to prosper. So the delusion in the above scenario occurs by the loaner or business not acknowledging the truth. An individual may not acknowledge the truth about their job. Sometimes we go to work for people at a low salary and position with promises of raises and promotions that never come. An individual may not acknowledge the truth about a relationship. How many women have invested in men that promised a future and never delivered? An individual may not acknowledge the truth about their worldview, their ideology, their politics. Do you know anyone who simply adopted their worldview, ideology, or politics from their parents or a teacher and held on to it without critiquing it? A government may not acknowledge the truth about a policy or a program or a law. They trusted or respected the person who put it in place without considering costs and benefits. A country may not acknowledge the truth about a war, Vietnam comes to mind, and lose many lives with other casualties and financial costs because they did not have a clear objective with an estimate of cost to achieve it. In each of the above situations, a little more time spent evaluating the situation honestly would have saved time, resources, and in some cases, lives. "You can't handle the truth" is a well-known line from a few good men. This is often a reason why we avoid the truth and accept delusion. We don't want to accept the implications of the truth. Another way to put it is, the truth hurts. We avoid the truth and accept delusion to avoid the short-term pain and avoid thinking about the greater long-term pain. So yes, we do find freedom from the bondage of sin in Christ the truth, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It is priceless. But there's also an added benefit. The wonderful thing about accepting the foundation of truth, Christ Jesus, is that we are then empowered to handle any truth, face the pain of the moment, and move forward to victory. Delusion is not the solution.